Hello.
Hi, this is Alex calling from Orchestra Fiber. Am I speaking with
Hey, Alex.
Oh, hey, yeah, I
Yeah, how
remember
you
you.
doing?
I'm good, I'm
I'm
good.
all right.
Yeah, so you're having issues again? What are you having issues with?
So I'm having issues where the Wi-Fi on the what should I call it on the router that was provided from to me by Archtop is just not consistent. So I'll connect to it and I'll be, I'll get like expected speeds of like 500 up and down. But what will end up happening is every now and then, I'll lose internet service for maybe like 30 seconds to a minute. And that'll only happen when connected to the Archtop router. So today I just set up one of the access points and I connected to that. I haven't had any issues yet, but I'm just concerned that the Wi-Fi is just, not consistent.
It probably just what's it called? Because when did you get this? When did you get service with us again?
I got service with you guys in June.
And you're still on. Let me just check something real quick. Just June. That's probably the last time it was probably had a firmware update. And it should have had another one recently. Yeah, because firmware updates will cause intermittent connectivity issues if it's like grossly out of date. So like for example, if we're on 3.2 and you're on, okay. As soon as I said that, it loads up. Yeah, you're still on 3.1. We're actually on 3.2.01. So that's like three updates back because you have 3.101, 3.102, and then three point, and you have 3.2, and then you have 3.201. So those are all the different ones we have, and you're still on the older one, so I can get one of the texts to one of the texts one of the engineers to push an update to it real quickly. It
I think we need to
will
do
kick you off.
that.
It will kick the Wi-Fi off for a second, but it's just gonna update and then it will come back.
Yeah, that's not a problem because I'm not using the Wi-Fi right now, and the devices that I'll be using in the coming moments will just be on Ethernet, which has been working just as I would like. It's just the Wi-Fi has just been weird.
Am going to, what's the
Now, Alex, how can I update my device on a normal basis?
like update the router?
Yeah.
It should be automatic. Sometimes it just like, for example, you have a firewall between yours. I mean, that could cause, but usually it's automatic. Sometimes it just if it's only recently where like I've seen that some of them haven't updated themselves, but I
And
mean
there's no way in the Home Pass app that I can update it from
no, because it won't give you. Because the thing is, we internalize the upgrade matrix, so it's on our end where the upgrade matrix
I
sits.
see.
So you wouldn't even be
Got
able
it.
to like see it in Home Pass as an available upgrade.
Yeah, because Home Pass is just a third party, just a provider for an
Exactly.
app. Yeah, no,
Exactly.
get it. That makes sense.
Because the they send the updates right to the ISP, and then the ISP is supposed to just put it on
Yeah,
the
just kick
server,
it through them.
and the service would just kick it to all the routers. But not everything's so cut and dry with technology. Everything,
Yep,
anything can literally happen
100%.
with
So
technology.
but that's good to know, good to know. Yeah, besides that, everything has been working as expected.
Perfect. That's what we like to hear.
What'd you say?
I said that's what we like to hear.
Yeah, no, I know. Been in IT before. When shit works, that's good.
You worked in IT before. What did you do in IT before before this?
I was just pretty much troubleshooting users' computers. I worked for a company called Astra Services in the Hudson Valley. So pretty much working with users' computers, deploying them, working with the server, making sure people had access to the server, people cleaning up server data, all that stuff, configuring firewalls and switches, access points. But I was very, very basic level. Well, not very basic level, but definitely came in very beginner and had to kind of learn along the way.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I mean, I've been working IT for a while, since I was in high school.
Nice.
I'm like 10 years removed from that now.
Yeah. No, I liked IT work. I just didn't like dealing with the people every now and then.
I mean, honestly, after a while, you just kind of get used to all the different personalities. You know, there's going to be people that, you know, aren't the most patient, and there's people that are, you know, so probably too patient.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get all of them, the whole spectrum.
Yeah. You get a mixed bag of cats.
Yep.
Yeah, I hate that.
But I think your router is actually updating right now. I think it just kicked offline.
Okay, let me just check. You know what? I'm actually connected to the access point that's connected straight to the firewall, so that's why I didn't lose services time.
Your firewall has two Ethernet ports, or you're able just to, or it has its own Wi-Fi signal?
No, it has four Ethernet ports. So
yeah, my dad actually been in IT my entire life, and he just set up a Meraki in his house. I don't know why. I think he just wanted to do it just for fun, like a Cisco Meraki firewall.
You don't need to set up any of this stuff. This stuff is overkill at that point.
My dad likes to be what he calls it, protected. I'm like, I mean, I don't know what you're doing. You're not doing anything online really that needs this much protection, but okay. Have fun.
Yeah. No, I hear that. No, I'm literally trying to. I would love to have my whole home just like fully networked. This is just like ground floor, just getting Ethernet ports working, a firewall working. I still have to get the switch working and then getting the server working. So
yeah,
building a home network.
My dream is to have like a home with like an actual, almost like a mini data center in there, you know, like just fully autonomous, just operate on its own.
People should try to move up to that, because, you know, what ends up happening is then you can remove yourself, not like you're not off the net, you're always going to be on the net, but you're never going to depend on another company to give you information.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm big on that. Like, anyone that wants to do their own thing, like we have a bunch of people now that don't, like, you know, they want the service, but they just want their own router. And I'm like, I mean, the company, they want them to have our router, but I'm like, realistically, they're saving money because they're paying for the service that comes with all these things. And if they don't want to use it, that's good. That's one, they save them money. And on top of that, they get to dictate how their network is protected and what restrictions they can put on, even more so. They're not limited by an application that we've made. They can remote into their own router and do whatever they want. They don't have that luxury with our router.
Yeah, I'm realizing now, which I might end up doing is replacing that router that's down there. Because, like, the HomePass app is nice, but now at this point...
I mean, it is. It's nice to look at, but, I mean, there's, you know what I mean? Like, when the bare bones is always going to be the best, because that's what it's built off of. It's just basically allowing you to do that in like a better, you know, graphical user interface.
Yeah, you don't have to find the address to get into the GUI.
Exactly.
But I'm competent enough to be able to go, oh, I can connect to the GUI easily. I don't need to do all that. So, yeah. No, I hear that.
Everything should be back now. It looks like everything's coming back.
Okay, let me see.
Yep,
everything's back.
Perfect.
All right. So what I'll do, Alex, this is what I'm going to plan on. This weekend, I'm not going to see if I'll have any internet problems because this is mostly happening, like, if I was on a video call. And, like, every now and then in the video call, I would stop and hitch, or I would just, you know, it would try to reconnect me to the call. What I'll do is on Monday, I'll have a better idea of how that looks, and then we'll see. I'll call back. If, and if there's no call back...
You can call back and ask for me, because I'm on Monday, Tuesday, I'll be available all hours because I'm on call. So,
got it.
Even after hours, you can say, "Oh, can I just talk to Alex?" They'll just message me direct, like, "Hey, he wants to talk to you." I'll be like, "Oh, Malik, yeah, I got you."
All right, bet. Perfect. That sounds good.
No problem, man. Is there any other questions for me?
No, I think that's all.
All right, man. Well, you have a beautiful rest of your night. And
you too. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Peace.